Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. The Courtyard of the Gentiles project, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Culture, travelled to Berlin this week. The initiative stems from the call of Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus, to the Roman Curia back in 2009 to draw inspiration from that courtyard, which was once part of the Jerusalem Temple. In his words, a free space for the Gentiles who wished to pray there to the one God, even if they could not take part in the mystery for whose service the inner part of the temple was reserved. Hence the inspiration for this initiative as a space of encounter and dialogue between believers and non-believers, one which has previously travelled to many other European capitals. Stefan von Kempis is currently in Berlin following the event and spoke to Professor Hans Joas, a sociologist from Freiburg and a believer, who entered into debate with a professor of philosophy who is a non-believer. Professor Joas highlights how the initiative is a praiseworthy one.
First of all, I would say I welcome the initiative to enter into a dialogue between believers and non-believers, and particularly in an environment in which there clearly is a majority of non-Christians, and even among the Christians, a majority of non-Catholics.
In particular, in this respect, Professor Joas stresses his approval of the way the Catholic Church does not present itself as a sole possessor of truth, but is open to dialogue contributed by representatives of other orientations, although he also contests the wording of the metaphor of the initiative, highlighting how it is an opinion shared by many in Berlin, including in Catholic circles.
The metaphor that has been used for this initiative is considered to be somewhat problematical because, and it may be against the intentions of the initiators, this metaphor, of course, still retains somehow the meaning of there is an inner circle of those who are in full possession of truth, and you are just admitted to the outer circles. And there is a certain tension between the attitude of saying, here we want a dialogue of equal partners, and using this metaphor. So that may be something that should be rethought a little bit.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.